Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
I'm sure you're aware that Boris Johnson, Prime Minister of the UK, has turned in his resignation.
Yes.
I guess the nail in the coffin was what they're calling Partygate. Everything, any scandal is something gate.
It's a gate now, yes, because of Watergate Hotel, yes.
Yeah, so he was, the Prime Minister was among party members who attended parties at number 10 Downing Street, while health restrictions prohibited gatherings for regular citizens. And we've had the same kind of thing here, you know.
Oh, we get that with our governor here in California all the time.
Yeah, well, it forced Johnson out of office. Now, he will, until they appoint somebody else, he still will be there, but it's caused a real upheaval. Five cabinet ministers quit, and more than 50 officials have left.
Well, and he was the one that I believe took over right after the exit, the Brexit. And I heard somebody summarize him by saying he ran as a conservative, but then reigned as a liberal.
Well, he was, I think he was pro-Brexit. I am. I think it's.
Well, yeah, pro-Brexit. But then when he was actually after Brexit, I heard that he turned more liberal.
Well, here's all you need to know about Boris Johnson. Trump likes him. Biden does not. Zelensky likes him. Putin does not. That just tells you plenty right there about what kind of prime minister he was.
Well, and I do value Trump's opinion above Biden's, but still, I would need something a little more solid. Much as I like Trump, the man has been known to make a mistake from time to time.
Yeah, he has. He has. And I like some of his policies, but I am not one of those Trump worshippers. He is not the second coming. He is not the savior of this nation. His politics are better than anybody that's been in there for a long, long time, but they ran him out because of that. So anyway, I just think it's an interesting thing. So now Johnson is out. We don't know who's going to replace him yet. It's too early to tell. But whoever replaces him, guess this, will be the 15th prime minister to serve under Queen Elizabeth II.
Yeah, she's just outlasting all of them, isn't she? You've really got to hand it to her.
That's an amazing thing. And I understand we've talked about it before. I know she's a figurehead. She's a monarch and really the part.
But she is a good figurehead.
I love her. She's committed to duty. That's what her thing. And she is solid as a rock. And she's outlasted all of them. She's outlasted a whole bunch of presidents in this country. And so God save the Queen. And we pray that he does. You know, the world is in upheaval. This country is a mess. But it's still better than any place else I've been, and I've been all over the world. I'd rather live here than anywhere else. Now, granted, I live in the great state of Texas. I don't live where you live, and so.
But at least we live in a country where somebody could leave where I live and go where you live. Okay, Jim, well, that's going to have to do it. It's always good having you. You'll be back on 2 weeks from tonight, I believe.
Yes, sir. Yes, we will.
All right. This is Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious.
Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.